Masturbation is touching and handling your sex organs in a way that creates pleasurable sexual feelings. Some people feel masturbation is okay for them as long as they don't overdo it. This brings up the question, well, how much is too much? It becomes something to worry about when it develops into the main interest and activity of your life. If you don't develop any normal friendships or don't have a social life, but instead spend all of your spare time alone masturbating, it may indicate a serious problem.
You know why you're here? You're here to beat your fucking cock. Beat that fucking meat, man. Look at my meat. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh. Look at my cock. Look at the cum dripping on my cock.
Oh. My legs are apart day after day as I slowly masturbate. I make videos and post them online. I know this might look real gay. If I see you next to never, that's because I'm an edger. Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will. I will be right here baiting for you.
Masturbator.
I wonder how I can bait for hours as I stroke my mushroom head, pounding my fleshy, bloated dong. I will never leave my bed. Oh, can't you see it, buddy? I am coming like crazy. Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here waiting for you. The cum that I make is well worth the wait. I will be right here baiting for you. Before I bait, I take poppers to enhance.
I've been masturbating now for over 4.5 hours.
Stroking my beautiful boner and jizz on my pants.
Hey freaks, it is Monday, September 18th, 2017. Coming up on the program today, a horny clown talks dirty to you. Plus, another fast food meltdown, a sex doll rental service goes down, and racist firefighters. All of this, push your voicemails today on DV. Yes, Jim Edson back here with you. To start a new week of programs, although if you're Sideshow members, you heard my voice yesterday as we did a mini show for about 20 minutes. If you want to catch that, sign up for the Sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, I've got a great show for you today if you are not freaked out by clowns. Yeah, it's going to be a clown-heavy top half of Distorted View Daily. I apologize if you don't like clowns. Actually, even if you do have a clown phobia, I might be able to help you get over that today. The thing to understand is, no adult really likes clowns. At most, we're willing to tolerate being around them if we have to. You know, in different scenarios, like maybe we're at a circus or a children's party. Or if you're stuck inside one of my wet dreams. I don't know why clowns are always involved. I think some weird shit happened to me as a kid. Remember I was telling you the story of how, like, there was that weird guy who lived in my neighborhood who came up to me and was like, "Hey, do you want to see my gunshot wound?" And I'm like, "Yeah! Come back to my house or trailer or whatever." And I'm like, "Okay." Because he's like, "Yeah, I can't show it to you out here. It's a secret. I've got one of those secret gunshots, and it's in a secret place. All right, don't tell your mom where it's at." So I was like, "Okay." And I started to go with him. And luckily, you know, in my head, this is how I remember it. I've told this many times on the show. I remember, like, a next door neighbor, or, you know, some lady down the street was, like, watching this all go down, and she comes flying out. She's like, "No, no, 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 no! Don't go with him! In reality, I may have went with him. And I'm making up a story so I can cope, you know what I mean? So I've got that going on. Then I've got wet dreams about clowns where he's like, hey, kid, you want a balloon? And I'm like, yeah. And then he pulls down his pants and his balls are balloons. And he's like, squeeze it. Pop my balloon. And then I have to lick Stanley Spornak's armpit. And the clown's like spraying me in the face with a squirt gun or something, but the water's way too thick, you know what I mean? Look, I've got my own issues with clowns that I need to work through. I can't solve all of your problems, freaks, but I'm going to try. Let's all work on our clown issues today. And how are we going to do that? With clown porn. Yeah, I was just trying to jerk off like a normal human male perusing videos on XTube. Now, I don't know if you have this problem, but when I'm on XTube or Pornhub, I'm overwhelmed by my video choices. So I like to whittle them down a bit. I first click on most viewed. That tends to get rid of all of the crappy selections. You know, those videos that are like 5 seconds long, three pumps and the video goes black. I don't like those. I like my porn long, long form, like a BBC nature film. I also like it narrated by a British man. I feel like, you know, most viewed videos are going to be the cream of the crop. This is what most people are jerking off to. All right, but I whittle it down even further. I use the drop-down menu to select 3 days or 1 day. That still gives me a good selection, but it narrows it down. Now, as I was going through my list of the best porn in the last day, I was probably on page 3. Even though I whittle this stuff down, I'm still very selective. I start picking out, like, I want to watch this video, I want to watch this one, open new tab. So I get, like, at least 5 or 6 videos, because you know a few of them are going to be duds. Sometimes the camera angle's all crazy, you can't see anything, or it's, like, a shaky cam situation. Halfway through the video you're watching, like, the fisting lube comes out, or the guy's, like, spreading his asshole and, like, piss in my shitter! You know, like, ah! That's not what I signed up for. It's always good to have some backup, videos. All right, anyway, so, why am I going through my whole masturbation routine? Then I pull down my pants. I start flicking the head of my cock with one hand, and I play with my balls with the other. No. Anyway, in this list of the newest best videos, I find A Gay Clown's Release 2017, starring Kirby the Clown. I have to believe that most people watching this are not getting off to Kirby the Clown, because Kirby's not particularly attractive. Kirby the Clown is in full makeup, of course, orange hair, red nose, white paint, little chubby, and he's very talkative, which is great news for me. So I'm like, yay, I'm masturbating and I'm getting show content. I can write off this jerk-off session. It's just me, once again, not understanding how taxes work. You know, you can, like, write off business lunches and stuff if you discuss work. How is this any different, I ask you? All right, so let's listen to Kirby the Clown. And if you would like to see Kirby, I have made him today's featured image over there at distortedview.com and superfreaksideshow.com. Kirby, take it away!
Hi, my name is Kirby, and I'm going to tell you what kind of clown I am. I'm a clown with a very dirty mind. A fucking dirty mind. You see, I'm a clown that loves to talk about sex.
So hire me, Kirby the sex-talking clown, for your child's next birthday party. I'll throw a cream pie at your dad's face, or in his anus. I'm Kirby the Clown. Felch sure is a funny word, huh? Okay.
You see, I'm a clown that loves to talk about sex. Hot, sweaty, anal sex. With lubed up dicks pounding my tight asshole.
Well, this just might be the greatest clip I ever found.
Oh, when I get together with my clowns, there's nothing more than I love to lick, suck, and get fucked by a nice hard cock.
For those of you guys out there who are afraid of clowns, next time you see one and you're freaked out, just close your eyes and imagine this British twat talking about how he likes to take clown dick up his asshole. He's a dirty clown. I'm going to try this when I go to see that movie It this week.
I love the feeling of an erect penis in my mouth.
Might just turn that movie into a comedy.
Mouth. Oh, there's the skin on my tongue and the taste of pre-cum. Makes me so horny.
I think he's starting to play with his nipples. It'd be funny if they were big and round, like painted red, like his nose. I'm going to fast forward a bit here because it's a 20-minute video. Still playing with his nipples.
Are you masturbating yet? Am I making you horny? I hope I am. I hope your dick is rock hard. Are you dribbling pre-cum? I hope you dribbling
pre-cum. Don't flatter yourself, Kirby.
I love pre-cum.
I'm Jizzy the Clown! Things get weirder when Kirby starts touching himself, and I think he applies a nipple clamp. It's actually like a clothespin. There he goes. Oh, and another one on the other.
Oh, when I honk my nose, that means I'm happy.
I cannot wait until it comes out on DVD so I can rip it and replace the audio with this.
Would you like to see my cock?
No, Pennywise, no!
Bet you would.
He takes off his pants. He's got a tiny little dicklet.
Look how hairless and smooth I am.
Yeah, Kirby is completely shaved and now he's slapping his dick. I think I'm gonna be sick. So that, you know, so he practiced, you know, sucking dick on the dildo, which I did not play. However, he then uses that dildo to fuck himself. He's working it in now. Oh, someone's happy.
Yeah, ride him.
Oh, yeah. Let's put some clown music behind this, please.
Oh, God, I need to come. I need to come now. Oh, touch me. Touch me and I'll come. Please touch me. Touch me now. Touch this dirty clown now. Make me come. Oh, God. Dildo. Oh, my God, Kirby's... Kirby's coming.
And there you have Kirby the Clown fucking himself and masturbating. Your clown phobia has been cured. Ta-da! Moving on now, DB listener TJ sent along a playlist he's been compiling on YouTube of bad public access television shows. Now, we've featured a lot of these on DV over the years, but there were a few gems in there that I had never seen, including a clip from Dallas Live, a Texas-based public access show starring Chris Hart as the host. I think it's supposed to be like your typical late-night talk show. The comedy falls a little flat. Get ready to cringe.
Hi, this is Dallas Live with Chris Hart. But before we do anything, I need to give you the weather report. Today, believe it or not, in Denver, it was 28 degrees. Can you believe that?
Whoa, so cold!
Now, in Maryland this morning, it was actually 110.
Oh, that's crazy!
Oh, yeah. Hey, Chris, what are you doing? This isn't a weather report. Come on, we can't do this. Take it from the top.
The guy actually forgot to interrupt him. This was obviously a planned bit. You hear, well, what? Huh? Oh, that's right. Hey, Chris, you're not supposed to be talking about the weather.
Okay. Hey, Chris, what are you doing? This isn't a weather report. Come on, we can't do this. Take it from the top.
All right. Take two.
Hi, this is Chris Hart with Dallas Live, and boy, do we have a
It's interesting. He says his name is Chris Hart, right? We all just heard that. But on the screen, the name Chris Wright appears.
Hi, this is Chris Hart with Dallas Live, and boy, do we have a show for you today.
Oh, do you?
Now, who the hell is this? Look, a member of the audience? Did he just let anyone pipe up and scream at him while he's recording his show?
Do we what?
Do you have a show for us? Or, I mean, are you just putting us on?
Well, for you, as if it was any of your business, no, we don't. We've got a bunch of boneheads on the lineup. I don't know.
Hey, Chris, you can't do that. You can't call our guests boneheads. Take it from the top. Take three.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris Hart, and we've got a great show for you today. This is Dallas Live, and we've lost a little bit of time, so I'm going to forego my monologue, and I'm going to just bring...
Oh, don't forego the monologue.
...out my first guest, an amazing young lady named Amy Pearson from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Hi, Amy. It's great to see you.
Hello, Chris. I love your show.
I like the camera work. It's just awful. It's like a close-up of his ass.
Hello, Chris. I love your show.
Well, thanks.
I watch it all the time.
You know, I guess I'm ignorant about sports, but I didn't even realize there was such a thing as a Junior Olympics.
Well, it's brand new. It's the first year, and I'm so glad I made it. I mean, I was...
Well, this sounds fake. This all sounds fake.
So happy. They came at my school, and I was in class. History, which is the most boring one, by the way. And they came yelling, "You won! You won!"
Like the cameraman is talking in the background. You can't understand anything.
And they came yelling, "You won! You won three of those!" And I screamed and I yelled.
Wow. Okay, now this was held. I understand this was held in Montreal.
Right.
And that you place.
God, it's unlistenable. All right. Thank you very much, TJ, for that playlist. I will continue to work my way through it, finding stuff we haven't yet played on the show. Finally, before we get into the news today, I've got a clip from a woman at a fast food joint. Guess what? She's unhappy about something. This time it's because an older gentleman, a veteran of a war, or the military. I don't know if he's part of a war or whatever. But he comes in with his PTSD service dog. And the woman's like, "Ew, that's gross. I don't want no dog near my food." It's not like the dog is jumping up on the tables and the counter and shit. Also, look at the food you're about to ingest. Pink slime chicken McNuggets. Hamburger meat that's allowed to have some insect parts inside of it. If you're worried about, your health, you would not be eating at fucking McDonald's. All right, whatever. So here we go. This is a woman flipping out because there's a service dog in her area.
I'm not going to keep my pants to myself. I'm going to push it just like I do. There's nothing you can do about it.
No, it's
nothing.
It's okay.
I'm leaving because the food is nasty and there's a dog. So what? What do you want to do about it? Nothing.
He's alive because he fought for our country. You know?
Congratulations!
Everyone is all about clapping and talking at the same time. I love that. Goodbye! Like, we wouldn't have heard her if she didn't clap to bring attention to it. Like, you're screaming at the top of your lungs. Also, there's like she says there's multiple reasons why she's leaving. It's like, you don't have to announce that you're leaving. The food is disgusting, and there's a nasty dog here. Okay, whatever, leave.
Oh, God, so did my husband's dad! My husband's dad did too! What's your point?
Because he's alive!
My husband's dad fought for the fucking country!
So did
what's
he!
Your
that's
point?
Why he has a
so
dog!
What is still to me! I don't care!
No, it's not!
It's nasty to me! You can't
What do you recommend?
Well, I get her point. She's like, look, it's nasty to me. Other people might not be grossed out by it, but the point is, leave!
I don't care! It should be a separate section for a fucking animal!
Well, make it
separate section for animals!
This is almost as bad as the public access show. I can't understand a word!
Shut up! Are you gonna make me?
Just stop.
I
love that this guy is suffering from PTSD, and there are a lot of loud, sudden noises happening here. You better watch it, ladies. He's gonna snap.
It's enough.
I didn't think so.
Hey, why don't you just calm down for 30
nothing
seconds?
Nothing so shut the hell up. Like I said, it's fucking.
Why don't you just stop, and just calm down?
Then you have a choice. They should have gone someplace else. She came over here.
You got a choice to go someplace else.
What the hell do you think I'm doing?
Stop.
Until the whore behind you stopped me, I was happily moving somewhere else. Okay, but don't get into my goddamn face or my door is standing there. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, lady, you're causing a fucking scene. Of course people are going to be all up on your grill.
You call me a whore? You are a bitch. That's what you are for being approaching me.
Getting all up in my business. You're making a scene, lady.
In front of my goddamn child, you're more than a whore. You're a I
said this before, and I'll say it again. There's something soothing about hearing people scream.
You didn't ask me a question. You came at me. It's the difference. Oh, I got no problem with answering a question.
Oh, this goes on and on and on. Finally, the woman is ushered out.
Just let it go. Just let it go.
Here comes the worker.
Just let him go.
We have an old tape. You can request it, bitch.
And then she slams the door shut. We got this on tape. You can request it, bitch. Have a nice day. I think the problem here is this woman doesn't understand the law. If you've got a service dog, like you they have to allow him in, right?
What did she say?
This is what she doesn't understand. I rewound it a bit here.
Disgusting to have an animal inside of a public restaurant. And if it is here, it should be disclosed at a sectional
you
area.
Need to go get
no that. No that.
Well, that's not the law. Why am I getting so angry? All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist and fucked up news right now. If you are not yet a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, oh, you're missing out. You gotta sign up. Everyone's doing it. Become a true and honorable freak today, and when you do, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Well over 3,000 shows? 3,000 shows! Wow! About 3,000 shows. I think it's just over 3,000. Plus, every week we do exclusive material just for paying freaks. Last week we did exclusive shows on Tuesday and Thursday, and then a weekend program. And then tomorrow we've got another exclusive show and Thursday. So it's a great time to sign up, get all sorts of exclusive content, and you help ensure that this show continues on for a long, long time. Go to superfreaksideshow.com right now. Sign up. I will love you forever. All right. Did you guys watch the Emmys? I forgot to talk about this, and I think I'll probably play clips of this tomorrow because I'm currently trying to download this from my TiVo and encode it so I can play clips. The Emmys yesterday were crazy. Crazy! They did something that I've never seen before. And I hated it so much, but it had me glued to the TV. They had an announcer that was not very professional. So, like, you know, when, you know, a winner is announced, let's say Laura Dern won for Best Actress. And I don't know who Laura Dern is. I don't even know if she's an actress. She might be the woman who sang Sonny Came Home back in the 90s. I don't know. But anyway, from this example, let's say Laura Dern is an actress and she won the Emmy. So the guy's up there and he's like, the Emmy goes to Laura Dern for The Handmaker's Basket, or what the fuck that TV show is. And then, you know, the audience starts applauding. And as Laura Dern is making her way onto the stage, the announcer would normally say stuff like, "This is Laura Dern's third nomination and first win for The Handmaker's Basket." But on yesterday's Emmys, the announcer was more like this. "Ow! Laura Dern done did got nominated and done did won! Holy shit! You go, girl!" Like, it was crazy! For the first, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes, something like that, it was just like that, right? And then I think someone got a hold of him and was like, "You gotta just take it down a few notches." And he was still kind of excitable, but you could tell the wind was kind of knocked out of him for a while. And then he kind of ratcheted back up slowly. It was great. I'll try to have some audio for you tomorrow. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a Chinese company offering sex dolls for rent has withdrawn its services just days after launching. Touch was the name of the service, and they had begun offering 5 different sex doll models for daily or longer-term rent on Thursday in Beijing, but quickly drew complaints and criticism. "My doll is all sticky. Why does it smell funny?" The company said in a statement, "It sincerely apologized for the negative impact of the concept, but the firm stressed sex was not vulgar and said it would keep working towards more people enjoying it." Touch said the rental service had operated for 2 days and had garnered a lot of interest in requests. "We prepared 10 dolls for the trial operation," a company spokesman said via email, adding that they received very positive feedback from its users. "But it's really hard in China," the firm wrote, saying, firm hard, saying there had been a lot of controversy with the police over the issue. Were they confiscating the sex dolls? The company offered the sex dolls for a daily fee of about $46. That's a lot of money for one day's use, but it's a lot cheaper than a prostitute. Think about that. And it's a lot cheaper than taking a woman on a date. Puts things in perspective. I'm drunk, I think. It's hard to say things in perspective. I guess it's not hard to say that. The models on offer were marketed as Chinese, Korean, and Russian women. With one also modeled on the movie character Wonder Woman, complete with a sword and a shield. Yeah, I could get into fucking that. In its statement, the firm said its original intention had been to make expensive silicone dolls more affordable, but conceded that the service triggered a heated public debate. Why? I guess things are different in China. That kind of service would fly here in America if we could get past the ick factor of, you know, fucking a used sex doll. That's the hurdle a company like that would have to overcome. All right, the company also said it would pay out compensation to users worth double the amount they had paid as a deposit for reserving the doll. The statement added that Touch would in future pay more attention to its social duty and would actively promote a healthier and more harmonious sex lifestyle. Aside from its short-lived rental offering, the firm sells an array of sex toys, including sex dolls. I wonder if they rent out regular sex toys. That's a potential revenue stream. Now, I don't want to say that I came up with this idea years ago, but I came up with this idea years ago, kind of. My idea was for an Uber-like service that gets around the touchy legalities of prostitution in that you're not renting the whole woman. Because that's what prostitution is, right? You're renting a human being. You're just renting out a portion of that woman. Specifically her vagina or asshole.
Unlike prostitution, you're not paying for sex. You're simply renting the space. What you do with that hole is up to you. Here's how it works. Download Uber Holes on your smartphone. Launch the app and tap Hail a Hole. Instantly, available cunts and assholes are notified that someone in their area wants to rent. Now sit back, relax, and wait for your Uber hole to arrive. No messy interactions with hookers, no haggling over price or services, and no interference from scary black pimps. Just a hole. And ladies, we haven't forgotten about you. Looking to rent some dick and nuts? You'll want to download Uber Hole's sister app, AirHog, or Cloud Taco for lesbian users. Finally, gay men are raving about the new Rump Hub. Hey, Bob, I haven't seen you around the gym lately. I don't need to go anymore now that I can drain my balls whenever I want. Oh, you found a hole? No, Tony, not just a hole. An Uber hole. Download Uber Holes today. Use promo code FREAK and get your first hole hail for free.
I actually like Air Taco better than Uber Holes. All right, second story we have for you today. We should really start a new segment on DV called Today in Racism, because I'm always reading about a racist person in the news. Today, that honor goes to Tyler Roysden, a volunteer firefighter for Franklin Township, Ohio. Yeah, hometown proud. He was suspended for a racist Facebook post. Guys, lock down your Facebook page. Don't let the general public see it. You know, at least have it so only your friends can view your racist posts. All right, so he was suspended for a racist Facebook post, suggesting that he would prefer to save a dog in an emergency situation than a black person. Roysden wrote, oh, here we go. If he had to choose between saving a dog or a black man from a burning building, the dog would get priority because, quote, and I am quoting directly here, one dog is more important than a million niggers. I really stretched out that N-word. It's not often that I get to say it, you know, because I'm not racist. I'll only say it when quoting someone.
Nigga, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your lips just hypnotize me, and I just love your saucy ways. Guess that's why they lapse and you're in May. Come on.
Yeah, okay.
Work it out.
Thank you, Cheryl. Roysden has since removed the post from his Facebook page. Yeah, too late. You've already been suspended, which means people have already taken screenshots. All right, he removed the post from his Facebook page. That'll make it go away. Apparently, this was his first day on the internet. Once township officials discovered the post, Roysden was suspended indefinitely, according to a local news station, WHIO-TV. The township will hold a disciplinary hearing for him on September 27th. Because he's a volunteer, Roysden is only paid when he is called to duty. Authorities said he will not be called to duty. Duty. Firm. Hard. My head's exploding. While the suspension is in effect. Township officials released an official statement about Roysden on Thursday, confirming that he was suspended until the township's board of trustees can determine his fate. Quote, recently, it's another quote. Let's hope the N-word's flying so I get to say it. Recently, a Franklin township, by the way, I got the black card. So many African-American listeners have called into the voicemail line and said, Tim, you are officially allowed to say the N-word, so I'm sorry. I can say it whenever I want. I just choose not to right now. Recently, a Franklin, with great power comes great responsibility. I'll only say it when a black person cuts me off on the road. I'm sorry. Recently, a Franklin Township Recently, a Franklin Township volunteer firefighter posted unacceptable remarks on social media. Upon gaining knowledge of this information, he was suspended. I wish CNN and MSNBC and Fox News would do that. Like, get to the point of the story. A lot of times, it's right in the headline, right? And so just trail off with, okay, let's move on. Next headline. Final story we have for you today. This is a short one, and it's just annoying. This is why people hate liberals, all right? Yale University has kicked off the new school year by officially scrapping the terms freshman and upperclassman. Guess why? Because of man. Evil men. Boo. They're replacing those terms with gender-neutral ones, like first year. I'm a first year. That just sounds gay. First year, an upper-level student. That makes them sound like a two-story house. Not a college student. These are dumb terms. Also, if you look up the word man in the dictionary, like mankind, it's synonymous with human being, humankind, human race. If anything, it's women who are upset with this. Like, I am a woman. I'm not a fresh man. But really, guys should be pissed off. Because that's like, I'm the man. You can't be a freshman. I'm a man. Right? You're diluting the term man. You're smearing pussy blood all over that good name of freshman. I don't know. It's really for public formal correspondence and formal publications, so no one's offended. Otherwise, we'd have to, label these things trigger warning, whenever we say freshman. We're not trying to tell people what language to use in their everyday casual conversation. That's according to Dean Marvin Chun. We're not trying to be language police. Chun applauded the modern term, saying he hopes they will be used exclusively in all communications by next academic year. Rumblings for more inclusivity, that's the biggest word I pronounced today, began last year, and by spring, administrators began using the new terms. Cornell University, Columbia University, and Dartmouth have all inched away from the old labels and official documents as well. Is it a big deal? Women, lady freaks, how do you feel about the term freshman? Part of woman is man. We're just trying to keep everything short. I'm a fresh woman. That doesn't have a ring to it. Are you okay with calling yourselves students, ladies? Because that has stud in it, and that reeks of masculinity. Toxic, toxic masculinity. I'm a femaledent. Female student. Although, part of female is male. Ladies, you can't escape it. Men will always be there, always present in whatever name you choose. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Many ways to contact the show. You probably know them all. show@distortedview.com. That's my email address. We've got a subreddit, distortedview.reddit.com. You can post links to funny stuff, see what other freaks have been posting. And of course, I'm on Instagram and Twitter @distortedview. Let's do some voicemails now. First up, some calls from my patrons.
Hey, Tim, Haley's Comet calling up.
Hey.
I just wanted to thank you for giving me a piece of critical parenting advice. This wasn't your
intention,
but it's a lesson I've taken from your show. You recently featured some clips of the young man having a complete meltdown while live streaming and his parents trying to convince him to cut the stream. Well,
you're making an ass of yourself for all eternity.
Taught me the importance of always knowing where the power supply is for the internet router in the house.
So
if either of my children ever start having a meltdown like that, instead of talking them down while people continue recording the conversation to prolong their humiliation, I can quietly go downstairs, pull the plug on the router, and disconnect them completely.
Sounds like a good plan.
Thank you, Tim.
You're welcome.
You may very well have saved my children future humiliation.
Yeah, I'm like Doc Brown. I just watched Back to the Future 2 yesterday. Yeah, you know how like Doc Brown came back. He saw that Marty McFly's children were in danger in the future. So he goes back to 1985 and he gets Marty. And then, you know, they try to help Marty McFly's son.
Jiggy Tim, Superfly here.
Just like that.
I was listening to your Friday show, I believe it was, where you're talking about the guy running for the governor of Tennessee.
Yeah, like Basil Marceau.
And you were talking...
Doesn't that sound like a delicious dish? Like a French dish or something? Hey, I'm going to have some Basil Marceau tonight.
About the gold-fringed flag.
Oh, yeah.
And I was reading about that, and that's... I think this has something to do with the whole sovereign citizen Freeman on the land thing.
Oh, really? So now they've got a problem with American flags that have gold fringe on it.
And I don't know if you remember, but he was talking about abolishing traffic stops, which is something that, you know, all the...
I mean, could you imagine, just think for a second, even if you were a free, whatever, sovereign citizen or whatever... Could you imagine what... people can't fucking drive with stoplights and stop signs. Could you imagine the chaos when all of those things were no longer there?
Videos of these guys being tasered start with a traffic stop that they're not pulling over for. But apparently...
Oh, he's talking about abolishing police... Okay, I'm sorry, I'm a retard. Well, the way he was, I thought he was talking about like stop signs and stuff. But now, when this guy who's calling in, now I sort of understand it. You know, Basil Marceau wants to outlaw police stopping people for like speeding and stuff. Those type of stops.
But apparently, they seem to think that gold fringed flags, like in courtrooms and whatnot, seem to indicate that it is under the maritime law. Like
what? The law of the sea?
Admirals and shit.
Oh my god.
And these
people just have way too much time on their hands. I really believe it. They've got... I guarantee if you do a study on sovereign citizens, I would say at least 75% of them are unemployed. Same with the fucking flat earth people.
I've seen videos where they like...
Either that or they're like drug addicts, like on meth or something. They could just like stay up for 7 days straight and read this nonsense.
They go in and they start spouting all this nonsense.
Yeah.
And, you know, the judge is like, I'm going to take a quick recess because he can't believe how stupid these people are.
Yeah.
And they say shit like, the captain has abandoned the ship as the new captain. I'm declaring this null and void. And they just...
Also, like, the judge takes a recess. They're like, ha-ha, I'm in charge of this courtroom now. Yeah, they're fucking all delusional.
Tim, what the fuck?
Hey.
Get out of my head, man. I just listened to today's episode, and literally the day before, I was thinking about Aaron Carter and how I had a tiny little prepubescent boner for him as a child.
Aww.
And then the next day, I listened to the episode.
Listen to this guy. He's obviously a homosexual, but he sounds very manly. Call me, maybe.
And then the next day, I listened to the episode, and there you are talking about Aaron Carter.
Maybe you saw it in the background, like you had the TV on in the background, and you saw that Dr. Phil had him on or something, or the doctors, whatever this was, TV show he was on. Maybe that's why, like, you got Aaron Carter in your head.
Weird shit, man. What the fuck?
Yeah. We're on the same wavelength. Okay, next up here.
You go, Tim, lifetime member and Patreon supporter. Go ahead, calling in.
not the knockoff with the shitty accent. You were mentioning NSYNC the other day, and it got me thinking. When Hanson came out, were you turned on by them? Or
Hanson? When Hanson came out, like, in, what, 96? I was 16 years old, and they're, like, I don't know, 5. No, I was not attracted to Hanson.
Turned on by them? Or repulsed? Or what's the deal there?
I did. I don't know what happened, but in, like, I would say, like, the mid-2000s, maybe early 2000s, maybe 2003, Hanson came out with an album. And for some reason, me and my friends were obsessed with it. And I think I bought it. I think I bought it for one of my friend's birthday. Like, as not as a goof gift, but as one that he would actually enjoy. Oh, this is from that album. I ripped it. I'm like, hey, happy birthday. I want to borrow that album that I just bought you. Oh, this is a great song from Hanson. It's called Lost Without Each Other.
I didn't know your best friend today.
See, I kind of know it. 2004. From their album Underneath. Check it out. It's not bad. Like, he's got something to his voice. I mean, he kind of sounds good there, right? I mean, I know Hanson is a joke and all, but he's got a little something to his voice. Let me get to the chorus here. Here we go. Here we go. Come on. Sing it with me now.
Busy making big mistakes yesterday.
Here we go. Here comes the chorus.
Are you listening?
Go.
Don't tell me you're alright. There's no room for getting uptight.
Such a weird person to have a Hanson album. And not even like the Hanson album that everyone knows. This is like when they were dropped from their label. I think they released this on their own. Yeah, Hanson, 2004. Underneath, check it out. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I've said too much. I've revealed too much. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, is it? Oh, God.
Hot, sweaty, anal sex.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I'll see you back tomorrow, if and only if you're sideshow members. Otherwise, I'll be back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.